Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting third. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Hansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Andy Hansen. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Claude Corbett. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kent Peterson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Kent Peterson. And now, play ball. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baumholtz moves to second. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to third. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Gallen moves to second. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Corbett reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Livingston reaches second base with a double. Clint Hartung pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung strikes out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Coslow now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl Cup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamarno strikes out. One out. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Livingston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Livingston reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow strikes out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-2 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Livingston moves to third. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Corbett hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Lockman moves to third. Les Layton pinch hits for Jack Lark. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Layton reaches third base with a triple. Lockman scores. Gordon scores. It's Giants, 3, Reds, 3. Wes Westrum pinch hits for Mickey Livingston. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball four. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 1 in the game. Coslow hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Wes Westrum now catching. Bobby Ron now playing third base. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Rigney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rigney. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sauer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Ted Kluszewski. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Howie Schultz now playing first base. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conway strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Peterson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gordon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lom Arno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup misplays the ball. That's an error on Stahlcup. Mize moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to third. Ron moves to second. Buddy Kerr pinch hits for Dave Coslow. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mize scores. Ron scores. Westrum moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Conway hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-4 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek pinch hits for Ray Lamarno. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Young pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.